Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamburg Yunva Dharma Sa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Jigvangna Popsenam about Burim. It is the second episode about Burim. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigvang Nepopsenam, 11708, June 29, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. It is said in the sutras that the first thought is enlightenment, which in other words means that samsara and nirvana are not two. This first clear thought is what actually guides us on the correct path. However, a second thought appears when the mind is not firm, followed by a third thought, thereby eliminating the first thought. This is why the sutras instruct us that the mind of a beginner is the mind of enlightenment. But we subsequently block our own enlightenment. Thus, what is impeding our own thoughts is the lack of trust and belief. Without firm belief and trust, the first thought can be easily forgotten. In order to become Buddha, first and foremost, it is important for sentient beings to have absolute belief. Even if we get enlightened, it cannot last long because our own thought is just like a cloud in the sky and we can forget our original thought. Thus, when we see and realize our own self-nature, we call it our own Burim practice. This Burim practice is meant to prevent impurities from entering our own realization. This way, we can protect and keep our own realization untouched and unblemished. Our realization can be protected for a long time if we have been practicing from many previous lifetimes. If we cannot practice even a little, we go back to the mind of sentient beings. By contrast, practicing sincerely after attaining realization will make it much more radiant and enduring, lasting longer. Sukamuni Buddha got enlightened, and in that one moment he then knew the whole truth about the universe. This is how he became Buddha. Sentient beings who have good karma and practice can keep the truth. As we endeavor to guide sentient beings on the correct path, we must be aware of the impurities in our own bodies. These impurities must be eliminated by practicing and repenting daily. Doing so will always keep us in the world of Buddha and never separated. This is similar to having to wash our own hands after touching something unclean. Thank you very much, Jigvang Nepopsenam. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jigvang Nepopsenam. I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.